The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. The last few days, two more states, Arkansas and Idaho, have had their marriage amendments declared unconstitutional by the courts. The dismantling of our republic by a few judges continues. Our founders never intended such, and Thomas Jefferson warned us what would happen if the national courts were ever allowed to rule on cases not specifically delegated to them in Article 3 of the Constitution. He stated, "The germ of dissolution of our federal government is in the federal judiciary. An irresponsible body working like gravity by night and by day, gaining a little today and a little tomorrow, until all shall be usurped from the states." But the greatest enemy to our nation is not the national courts, though they are puppets being used in this drama. The greatest enemy is us. Our own desertion of the principles of morality taught in the Bible is our root of destruction. George Washington warned us that there is no liberty without a strong foundation of biblical morality. He stated, "And let us with caution indulge the idea that morality can be maintained without religion. Reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of religious principle," he said. "Morality is a necessary spring of popular government." End quote. In other words, if you eliminate Christian teaching from the next generation, they will be immoral. And if they are immoral, they cannot maintain the law and order necessary to sustain free government. Thus, Washington was warning of the slavery to a dictator which would result from an immoral lifestyle. Thus, we are our own worst enemy. When we watch movies that show homosexuality and adultery, we partner with Satan in the destruction of our liberty. When we listen to music that promotes homosexuality and adultery, we are receiving ideas into our mind which will destroy our liberty. When we read novels or look at pictures that describe adulterous or homosexual acts, we are destroying our own liberty, both personally and as a nation. God gives us His standard of morality in the Bible, and only the Bible can define what morality is. God says concerning sex between a man and a woman who are not married, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." In the New Testament, He pronounces judgment on homosexuality, stating, "As Sodom and Gomorrah, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire." So when we do such acts or push for governments to protect such acts through what is called hate crimes laws or fairness ordinances, we are setting ourselves against the morality of Jesus Christ and are working our own destruction. So does God hate people who get trapped in adultery or homosexuality? Absolutely not. He hates their acts of immorality just like He hates any other act of rebellion against Him. But He loves the person who is trapped. He wants to free them by bringing them to Christ if they will allow Him to. That's why He calls them to repentance. That's why Jesus started His ministry by preaching, "Repent ye and believe the gospel." Will you change your mind about immoral sex and receive Christ as your Master and Savior? Will you teach your children and grandchildren the gospel of the kingdom of Christ that they may be delivered from such acts? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Children's Heritage Days, at heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.